All right, questions for Steve? Right up in the front.
Hey, Steve, can you talk about the defense? It seemed like the Lakers gave a little bit of trouble to the pick and roll, caused some turnovers, and how difficult it was.
Well, I think they're loading up on the pick and roll and putting a third defender in there. So, you know, we were trying to make them pay on the weak side. Grant got a lot of open looks tonight because of that. So it may not come out of the pick and roll, but other guys may benefit from it. So, you know, we still scored enough points tonight. I thought offense was pretty decent. But, you know, when they score 120-something, it just, you know, is asking the offense to score way too much.
Mark on the left.
Steve, just talk about offensively for you these first two games. Sure, you got the assist, but I would assume offensively you probably need more points right now.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we're still scoring 107. What's that?
Yourself.
Well, like I said, we're still scoring 100 points, so we're getting enough points. Like I said, they're loading up on the pick and roll, so other guys are surviving off of it. You know, we got to find a way to slow them down. We're scoring enough points. I think we're pretty efficient on the pick and rolls, whether it's myself or the roller or the guys coming on the weak side who are left open. So I'm not really concerned about the scoring because we're getting lots of points. You know, but like I said, you know, at this time of year, it's asking a little bit too much of the offense. If we're going to give up 120-something every game, then, yeah, I probably do have to score more points. But I think we've gotten still a lot of love out of our pick and rolls. We just got to defend better.
Steve, right here. Coach said the Lakers did what they had to do by winning the games at home. What do you guys have to do, and what is the chemistry like going back home, and what do you anticipate headed back home?
Well, we got to win. You know, obviously, we can't keep losing, so we're going to try to win game three and then try to win game four. So they did hold home court. We got to now hold home court, and someone on the line, we also got to win on the road. So we definitely got our work cut out for us. But, you know, we got a great group of guys who really stick together, and, you know, hopefully we'll get some home cooking at home.
Shelly in the back.
Steve, you guys had some success against their sequence of screen rolls in the third quarter, and then all hell broke loose when they started going inside out. How do you fix that?
It's a tough one. I mean, they're bigger. And, you know, at times we tried to front the post. At other times we tried to double. And it seemed like other than that run where I thought we just played with a lot of energy, you know, they were able to counter us. So we're going to have to just try to keep mixing it up and just going to have to try to play extremely hard. And maybe we have to take some chances. Thus far, they've been making us pay. The other guys have been making shots. So they've made us pay for doubling or paying too much attention to Kobe's screen and roll or ISOs or Powell's post-ups. So, you know, you have to give them credit. They've made a lot of shots, and they've made it difficult for us no matter what scheme we've thrown at them defensively.
In the back.
Hey, Steve, back here. What does having a healthy Robin Lopez do for your guys' team?
Well, it certainly helps. I mean, it would be an even taller task, obviously, if we didn't have them. You know, they already are a lot bigger than us, so to have some size, it really helps us for stretches. So he's really important, and I think he's doing a fantastic job considering how difficult it is to come back from a bulging disc this quickly.
On the left.
What effect do you think Farmer had in the first few minutes of the fourth quarter?
I can't really remember, to be honest, but they're all doing a great job. They've all played really well for two nights.
In the front.
You know about Powell's versatility on offense particularly. What's most difficult in handling what he can do?
Well, you know, he's extremely long. He's able to go both ways in the post. He's a good shooter and passer for a big guy. He can look over the defense. He can look over double teams. So, you know, he's extremely versatile. He can put the ball on the floor. He can make plays. And at the same time, he can score going both ways in the post. So, you know, he's a terrific player.
On the left.
Steve, Jason Richardson goes for 27. You guys usually win the game. You're like 29-4 when Jay Rich gets off. Why tonight he scores 27 and you still lose by 12?
We gave him 120-something points. So, you know, we haven't found a way to slow him down yet. And I think if we're going to beat him, we got to find a way to slow him down, not let him shoot in the 50s every game and not give up 120-something points every night.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.